I feel as though in the craziness that's been happening with us playing in the city of Cantargo, the Silver City has so much history to it and stuff like that, that like, and we've had such a focused goal on just like taking on the Scarlet Triad and trying to subvert their plans and all that kind of stuff, that like, I don't think that we have had the chance to really talk about Pathfinder lore in general. And I feel like it's a real shame. Let's just take the beginning of this ep. Let's use this banter to just talk about some of our favorite Pathfinder lore. Because I don't know who's listening to this episode first for some reason, but let's get them into like the world we're in, stuff like that. I can say personally that in a home game that I'm running, some friends of the Potter and Mark's on that one too, and it takes place in Corvosa. And it takes place after the Red Queen's demise and stuff like that. And so because of the similar story to this, actually, where like the Red Queen is like showing up again in like these ghostly forms. But reading about the Red Queen and like all this shit that she did, I was like reading it and I was like, this is the most fascinating writing I've like ever read. She either murdered or slept her way to the top, gave herself over to devils, and then took on the spirit of a dragon or something like that, I remember correctly. Like, it is insane. And then she employed like the Red Mantis. She employed like the Red Mantis assassins to go after people. It's like Game of Thrones level like bullshit. It is so cool. If we go there, it'll be a good time.
I have to confess, I don't know that much about Pathfinder lore.
You've read multiple books, are you sure?
I don't know if the Dave Gross books are like considered. So if you read the Dave Gross books, there's a bunch of interesting stuff about Cheliax. The main character's a wizard. He's a lord in Cheliax. And they talk about they call him the Lord of Law. And all the others that are around him call him the Lord of Lies. And it is an interesting area. I just don't know if canonically they're still like, that's the real lore.
Yeah, I think they are. Because I think that they have that thing where like they have to be... Like, I think that they have to run the story by, like, Paizo writers in order to...
I was thinking about that.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, there has to be some sort of, like, thing around that, because if they have a canon, you know what I mean, of, like, things that happen.
Well, then I can't recommend the Dave Gross Pathfinder novels enough. They are amazing books. And therefore, I won't spoil them.
Okay.
There you go. I forget what the other series was, but it was what you recommended to me, Jake. It was with the talking sword.
The sword.
Liar's Blade. Yeah. Because technically, I mean, like, those characters might actually exist now on Paizo, but...
Oh, Roderick.
Yeah, like, I think that and the sword, like, I think they're, like,
and, hero.
Yeah. That they are... iconics in the, like their own thing.
Yeah.
Like they will never be in anything, but like they Tale has been heard of them or something like that.
Actually, you know what? And I'm not the no you know what? Never mind. I was about to say something that might spoil something. So
yeah.
But so back in the day I deep dived into a lot of the old Pathfinder, like first edition lore.
Mm.
And so I was fascinated by the dimensions that existed. Mm-hmm. And one of the ones that namely came to mind was the one about the dimension of time, and because of just how fascinating, like how like just to even get there is a trial. I mean, getting to any dimension is a trial, but this one in particular is. But how Pathfinder, like Paizo, decided to add like other things into it. They're like, so how do you get to the dimension of time? They're like, well, you need this and this, but in particular there's this particular book that allows you to gain access to the dimension of time. That's called the Book of Serpents, Ash, and Acorns. And you're like, what the hell is this?
That's an interesting name.
And then it is written by a guy called Empedocles, which is from Earth. and Greece, because Earth exists in
Pathfinder. Yeah, in the Pathfinder universe. Yeah.
So he was the one that wrote it. He figured out how to travel to the dimension of time. He's apparently died in a volcano, but that wasn't true. He discovered a route to a place called Stethelos, which is a city in the dimension of time. And then his remains can be found in the dimension of time, apparently.
Huh.
And his manuscript, which is the Book of Serpents, Ash, and Acorns, landed to Earth in a meteor that was eventually taken to the dimension of flames and, like, kept, like, secret, because no one is apparently, no one's allowed to go into the dimension of time.
Yeah,
Bleeds into interesting issues.
Usually asking for trouble if you start messing with time.
Well, so it's like the Doctor Strange of Pathfinder?
He kind of, I wouldn't even say, like, he doesn't, they never say he has, like, any abilities besides, like, he figured it out, doesn't have any other magic, and just died, basically, in the dimension of time.
If you can fucking reach into the dimension of time, you got some tricks.
Oh yeah, definitely. But I just found that so fascinating. I was like, oh my god, it just keeps going, like, and it's just, there's such a mystery of it, because, like, the epilogue, like, of the book just says, like, in Stethelos, I'm waiting. So whoever reads it, you're just like, well, who the hell is this? Like, and so then you get consumed, and then I think everyone's like, I really want to try and find this place. But, you know.
That's so funny.
But the issue, you know, being Dimension Time, you get the Hounds of Tyndalos after you, and things happen.
That's the main issue with the, like, dimension hopping. It's like, you know, you might know what's there, but you also know that those things don't want you there because you're the material plane or whatever. Yeah.
And good luck. You come back and everything's angled. Oh crap.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
You need to be in a perfectly round room.
Yep.
I think one of my favorite little bits of lore is just the existence of aeons.
Oh, yeah.
And how they have, like, a cyclical nature in mind of, like, you know, raising nations and destroying them. And they, like, don't really share their motives. And they're, like, there's actually a playable race. What is it called? Kunrasu.
Yeah,
Kunrasus, that they do the bidding of aeons, which is so sick.
Oh, so they're like the psychopomps, but for aeons.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay,
it's like sometimes they kind of like Kunrasus like kind of gain like their own kind of will, you know.
Okay, yeah.
And like I think like there's some stigmatism that Kunrasus are just servants of aeons,
right,
but like
yeah,
they're
yeah.
not. It's more like shards of the aeons are given like consciousness. Whether through the aeon themselves or just like the natural workings of the universe, they like kind of gain free will. And like as a Kunrasu, you can choose to kind of follow the path that like the aeon that you might be associated with has like maybe put you on, or you can like go against it, which is pretty sick. But I love aeons. I love Kunrasus. They're so freaking cool. And I just love that, like, the cyclical nature of it all, and just like they don't have like there's no alignment in Pathfinder anymore, but like before these did not have any alignment, you know.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah, it's yeah. Like, they were true neutral, like
I
guess categorically, whatever that meant. Yeah,
right. It's like some people would consider an aeon evil, some would consider it good, you know. It just depends on which side of the cycle you're on of you know, build creation or destruction.
Right.
It feels very like Marvel-esque with those beings with the eight eyes or whatever. The create worlds. I can't remember.
Cthulhu. Yeah.
Cthulhu has like 21.
I can't remember. Yeah, they're kind of, I feel like they feel similar to Celestials, and I'm sure someone who's versed in both Pathfinder lore and Marvel Universe lore would be able to point out the differences. If you know the specific differences, please tell me. Cause
text him yet.
Yeah, I don't know much about Celestials. I know more about Aeons. Yeah. But yeah, they're so fascinating.
I looked up Marvel Angels, and now I'm getting canceled.
I like the, I mean, you guys know I love kaiju, so I've always liked the Rovagug spawns.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just that there are just these massive world-ending creatures out there just wandering around.
Yeah.
And I always liked the, they built the city of Sothis, which is the capital of Assyrian, around the carapace of Ulanat. But, like,
yeah.
It's like urban legend, but also, like, it's true that you can't kill the spawns of Rovagug, and he's literally, the way he was defeated was he was put in a pocket dimension under his carapace, and so he could just like wake up at any time and just in the middle of a gigantic city. But like there's also like a ton of cultists there that try to wake him up.
Yeah, I love those cultists because they're just like, yeah, like we got want destruction and shit, and it's like, you know, you guys are going to probably die, right?
Are you sure? I mean, that was the thing that you guys encountered that with the Center Claws. It's like, you know, they like worship to Hawk. It's like, but he'll kill you too.
He'll yeah. destroy everything.
Yeah, that's his deal.
Everything.
Yeah, but what if we're really nice to
cool.
him?
He'll be cool.
But I was loving cool, when you look up a picture of Sothis, there's just a gigantic beetle carapace in the middle of the city.
Huh.
It's like you can see it's a gigantic city, and then you see the size of this freaking spawn, and it's like it's massive.
And
that is quote dead, and they were like, yeah, let's just put a city here.
That seems like a great idea.
That feels like a horrible idea.
Yeah, I found a picture of it.
Yeah, it's just a giant ass beetle.
It's just sitting there.
I love why it. Is it like, there's like a three giant pictures of Sothis and then like a green-haired anime chick?
It's usually how it goes.
Yeah, I guess it does. Yeah,
just
the way the world works.
It's cool though because of the fact that like it's one of those things that it's just like, yeah, of course people would do something like that. Like this, like the, you know, the whole that like Las Vegas itself is like something you would hear out of like a fantasy story, like completely uninhabitable desert with a literal sin city in the center of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an oasis. And yeah.
Like, people just do weird stuff, man.
I thought you were going to be like, yeah, in the middle of Las Vegas, there's a carapace of a giant beetle.
Carapace of a massive centipede.
And in the middle of that, there's a green-haired anime girl for some reason.
It's definitely in Vegas. Already Vegas, it kind of seems crazy just because you got the giant sphere in Vegas.
Oh,
now,
yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's already.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm part of a new religion about the sphere.
The sphere has been there and will always be there.
Yep.
Another cool thing is, while many people have heard of Earthfall, not many have heard of Championfall, which is what's happening right now.
Jake put up a restraining order because I've tried to kill him the past 24 hours.
But security wouldn't let him into my office, so he's just getting
I killed two of them, but three of them were up. I'm just kidding, by the way, that is a joke.
So, John, how you feeling, bud?
Oh, I'm feeling fucking great. I'm going to live forever.
Live forever.
I'm not salty at all. There was some bullshit roll that I used a hero point even. I rolled like a 14. Didn't matter. You know, fuck you.
I think that's the thing that stinks the most is you're like, this isn't a good roll. I have to use a hero point because whatever this is going to be bad. And you roll a hero and you do better.
I rolled better. It was genuinely like on average, it was a fine roll.
Yeah.
But you were like, nope, fuck you.
Nope.
Yeah, you rolled a 30, which is like, that's usually good.
Yeah. You would expect a 30 to be okay.
It's not enough. It was not enough, though.
Jake, if I didn't love you so much, I'd fucking hate you.
I know. I mean, doesn't matter. You're still in this game. So let's get down to what happens with Benson in this exact moment. So, Benson, you fall from the 8th floor of Tanison Tower, plummeting down to the ground. I did a bunch of math today to figure out exactly how much damage you're taking. I had to look up how large joists were in castle floors to figure out like what kind of depth we were looking at for like between the floors.
Oh my gosh.
Someone did the extra credit.
Jake was trying to get that extra credit.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you a fucking A, Jake.
No, but I will give you 55 points of damage.
Fuck!
That
hurts.
It hurts, but not the worst. Honestly, I was expecting a lot more.
Wait, John, you have Mountain's Resilience on, so it's 5 damage less.
You're right. Everything's better now. I'm back to the top.
Man, can you imagine, like, he gets up and there's just stone skin flaking off of him, just crumbling out of his suit.
Yeah.
Additionally, just to give you a hint of what is to come for you, I did the math of how long it would take you to get up. Back up to the 8th floor. It is going to take you 21 actions.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
So it's
7 rounds.
Whoa. Alright, see you guys.
So that is standing up, running to the door, and then running up every set of stairs.
And that's using his movement speed with the long strider.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
All right, Grimshaw, time to make yourself a fucking paladin.
And Grimshaw's staying invisible. Like, he's out.
Well, just making sure I remember. Uh-huh. He didn't go flying through the window. He disappeared.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have no idea what happened to him.
No, yeah,
I imagine you guys hear a...
You're on the other side of a tower.
Yeah.
The coolest window. All these windows are stained glass.
Well, yeah. Actually, I was just thinking that, Kezra...
Don't underestimate how loud I can yell.
That's true. That's true. But, Kezra, when you set off that fireball, would you... I'm just thinking, would this window be blown out? Just because when you set it off, the closest one?
30 feet? 15, yeah, it would technically blow.
Probably.
Come on, we need to get Vermeer in here. We need to get Vermeer in here.
Ask Vermeer to catch Benson or anything Vermeer, like that.
Vermeer's like circling the tower, and Benson suddenly appears and plummets. So he's just like, oh, shit.
Lost cause. Food. Yeah, fair enough.
So the window, it would definitely be broken because it has hardness of 3 and only 12 hit points. So,
Wait. You just know that off the top of your head.
I have the book.
We could have been busting through windows this whole time, y'all.
Wait, you're a DM? What?
We technically never asked.
Well, to your point, if you broke a window, it would alert literally everyone.
Yeah, that's fair.
You can't silently break a stained glass window. Anyway, it is still this man's turn. He is going to look at the... blue man, blue, the fiend, whatever you want to call him, over here on the west side, and he's going to take a piece of my power, destroy them. And you can see that he looks a little bit more powerful. He glows with a little bit more ferocity.
Like the who?
This blue guy over here.
I can't even see him.
That's nope. Cool. Yeah.
Dunch is here for the show.
is there somebody else in this call I don't know about? What's going on here?
Oh, yeah. Whatever. I'm only here to be funny!
Alright, so that is the end of his turn. Kezra Derajan, it is your turn.
So Kezra was just terrified, and then Grimshaw cast Lay on Hands with a Mercy, which is awesome, and healed his frightened 3, telling him that Adalar's gone. Kezra just like steals himself. He's like, "You're right," and then like as he says that, he turns and just sees this wizard with his back to him do something, and Benson disappears. He's gonna roll an Arcana check.
On the spell or on the on what?
On the recall, on the spell, recall knowledge. Yeah, on the spell.
It's called identify magic. It takes an action, and then and you use a arcana typically.
No, okay. it's recall knowledge. Identify magic. Recall knowledge. Yeah, identify magic is a 10 minute activity.
So maybe I can't do it. Last night.
You were like, we gotta give the spell to Kezzer.
No. I was literally looking at identify a spell like literally just last night. It's not identify magic. It's like
recognize spell, because I know that there's a
feat.
Yeah, there's a feat that's associated with it, but
yeah, but
that's for saves. But
ultimately, but guys, I don't think this actually matters.
What do you? Of course, it matters. So we can recognize spells of reaction, but the benefit of recognize spell versus like identify spell is that you can do it with a reaction instead of spending a whole action. It's identifying spells. It's called identifying spells. That's the
okay. And how does it work here? Because I had the spell rank and everything like that.
You roll. You like it's literally it's a recall knowledge.
Oh, okay. it's a recall
it's semantics.
Knowledge.
Like I just wanted to say it's specifically called.
Good talk. All right.
So we can recall all this from the episode.
No. Jake rolls it. Because if you critically fail, then you tell him it's a different spell.
Got it.
Yeah.
And what's your Arcana bonus?
Plus 14.
Plus 14. Yeah, that is well enough to know. This is called Collective Transposition.
Ooh.
You teleport the targets to new positions within the area. That's it.
Fun.
What? You just pick a target. They fail a will save. They go somewhere else within range.
What level is this spell?
That is a 6th rank spell.
Oh, okay. God. All right. Oh.
That makes sense.
Everyone real quieted down when I said the spell ranking. All right. So you realize that this guy casted a 6th rank spell.
Shit. You hear Kezra say. Like under his breath.
Where's Benson? What did he do to him?
Yeah.
I think he's outside.
It was a shame after he rolled a natural 20 on his initiative and did a big dick play trying to be cool and moving in, and then they just said fuck you, and then they just put him out of the building.
We're gonna have a lot of colorful commentary today from John.
Fuck you.
I think it sucks even more. It's just because 7 rounds it would take him to get up here. That's the like the infuriating thing. Like,
yeah. all right, I'm sorry. I'm being salty. I'm gonna be done being salty.
All right, so you know what happened, Kezra. So what do you? Two more actions here. You're still invisible too.
Send off another fireball, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's still crazy that there's still actions. The two thugs are still not moving. Like, that really unsettles me.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking that we have to start trying to take out some of these other guys, though.
Wait, hold on.
Uh-huh.
Think piece here. I think those are illusions. I think it's just him and the blue guys.
They were reacting to the damage.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we saw them before.
That's true, yeah.
We saw all of these guys.
Yeah, they were being big bullies.
That's fair.
Oh, man. Benson's gone.
He's definitely dead.
I don't know if he's in one of these rooms or somewhere else, but he's been teleported.
What?
I don't know where he is. Oh, man. Would it make sense he could be anywhere up here, or he could be outside.
Wait 6 seconds, you'll hear a Volvo crush.
Would it be possible I heard a scream? I guess my, like, perception DC or something. I guess that's, like, your passive... That's like your passive perception, right?
Yeah. Roll me a perception for free, because if you know he got teleported, you're clearly like now looking. So
Did I hear him clunk into a room, or am I going to hear screams or something? Oh, okay. I rolled a 30.
That didn't go so well for me.
So you did hear a scream. You did hear a... But it was very quick. So you do not think that he's in the tower.
Kezra summons his wings. You just hear these giant leathery wings just in front of you, Grimshaw. I need 20 seconds.
Oh God!
And that's an end of my turn.
Five rounds.
This is not because there's a window right behind me. You just crash through it.
I know.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
gosh.
But you don't just get by those people. You don't just get by them.
No. Behind Grimshaw is a window.
Yeah, there's windows everywhere on this floor. So
I mean, he'd probably do like a circle as he's going down.
Just let's just move on. I got a plan.
All right. Next it comes to. So this is the creature on the. So this is the blue guy who's all the way on the right. So the most easterly one. Yeah. He is going to start. Actually, I think he's just going to sit there.
We're all still invisible.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
This is so fucking stressful. Looks like he feels a little bit better.
Yeah, I hate that. It's like every round that goes by.
The one that is empowered is going to start walking up. He's got regular speed. 5, 10, 15.
But Jake, they're 20. All invisible.
He can spend a seek action.
Yeah. He's gonna try to spend a seek action to see where the hell you guys are. So he's 10 feet away from two of you. So he's like keeping his distance with his reach and just trying to seek you guys out. So, perception check. Let's see. This is going to be 31.
It beats my my stealth DC, so stealth you would DC. You would know where I am.
Okay.
Probably not. I don't know if you'd know where Elkwood is.
I don't think I would know where Elkwood is.
Oh, I have a plus 21, so it'd be 31 exactly.
Oh, okay. Okay. So and then Kezra, does he beat your stealth DC too?
Oh, sorry, I wasn't listening. What was his roll? It almost certainly does.
31 total.
Yeah, it's a critical success.
Okay, so it's a critical success against you. He absolutely knows where you are. So
still hidden. So it's 50% miss chance.
Yeah, so it's still the 50%. So yeah. I'll roll the...
So to any of us, yeah.
So a... Well, even with a critical success, it wouldn't go down to...
Doesn't matter. All right. Doesn't matter.
Okay, that's fine. So fails the flat check.
Yay!
So that's fine.
Move,
sorry.
Seek, attack.
Yeah, so yep. Kezra, actually make me a will save at the end of your turn.
Okay.
Gotta remember that every time.
Oh, man, every time. Isn't that cool?
These things fucking suck.
Another awful roll. 21?
21, that is a fail, so you go to...
I think someone passed this on a 22, so it's a DC 21.
So you're frightened 2.
Ugh.
So, what was your total?
It's 21.
20. Okay, it's a success, actually, so you're not, oh, you're not frightened from that one. So
good.
Go to the other two, and then we'll see how you do against those.
Oh, I have to do two more?
Yep. Yeah, because you're on their aura.
Natural one again.
All right, you are frightened 3 from one of them.
It's all right. Doesn't matter.
You look up, and who was the guy that you sacrificed in that dragon temple?
The guy we sacrificed in the dragon.
You sacrificed.
Temple.
You sacrificed. That was something Kezra did.
I was about to say Kezra.
It was in a flashback. I just don't remember
his name. Sacrificed no people.
Your flashback.
Remember those
pillows? Those pillars? Those dragon pillars?
Yeah. The secret was trust.
Yeah.
Oh man. I don't remember any of this.
Wait, you don't remember this, Kelly?
You don't remember the thing you wrote?
Well, you know what.
I guess I don't.
Because he's not affected. He's like, I don't know who you are.
I don't know. I don't know who the hell you are.
This guy that you don't remember the name of at all, but you still see his face, and it still fills you with dread as his face turns into acidic muck as it melts in front of you.
Oh, God. I'm pretty sure it was like episode 20 something.
But... yeah, I'm pretty sure Kelly's had like two children since that time, so those memories are definitely gone.
That's all right. They're gone.
That brain is mush. It's in a Google Doc somewhere. I'm sure I was really proud of it.
It was really good. It was really good. Anyway, that's
great.
All right, so the middle one is going to do nothing.
It's fucking creepy. I'm just saying.
Right, Benson, it is your turn. So I want to go back 10 seconds. Okay, and we're on a street corner, and there's this old lady who's like,
Saren Ray, while you might have taken my husband, I have no one to fend for me. I'm too old to work, and I'm not smart enough to make business deals. Just please, just send me an angel.
Here,
don't do this.
She goes, blessings, Saren Ray. Oh, my angel.
And she comes and she cradles her head and she kisses you.
She kisses the faceplate of my
stone man who just fell from the sky.
You're so beautiful. You're so, look at you. You're magnificent. Oh, thank you. Thank you, goddess. Thank you.
What do you do?
Jesus Christ. Push the old lady away. I mean... gotta escape the grapple check that she has you in.
Yeah.
Let me see, was she natural 20 on the grapple check? All right.
Oh gosh.
She's coming with me then.
Just got a little Phil Nelson.
That's a good run up with an old lady on
the
old lady on his ankle.
Benson is going to stand up. And he is going to not pay attention to the weird lady, and he is going to run.
Oh, where are you going? My home is this way.
Shut up. My boys need me.
All right. I love how she was just in the grounds of the school, praying to Saren Ray.
Yeah, just like, she's just there.
Convenient.
I mean, people can walk in. There's not many people there anymore, so people can walk in, you know.
Contemplative walk.
It's like public park style, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so that is three actions from your 21, so you have 18 actions left.
Awesome.
Elkwood, it's your turn.
Okay. So Elkwood sees this guy come up here. He does not like being enclosed like this.
Uh-huh.
Kezra's wings came out. Like, he's all up for, like, he can run out whenever he gets a chance. Like, he's not concerned, but he is going to take a step up here, switch hunt prey to this guy.
Okay.
And he's going to quick draw out the great club and swing.
All right.
Yes.
The bam just, bam stick!
The bam bam stick comes back. And he's invisible, so...
I'm off guard.
Yeah, off guard. That is a 38.
That is a critical hit, my friend.
Yeah, it is.
Just stop rolling these damn will saves.
Please, just get... let's see, for crit damage, that is 48 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
And he is with Great Club...
Hockback, I think.
No. Actually, backswing, shove, and magical is the only... Or, backswing and shove are the only two
things. I was talking about the crit specialization.
Yeah, the crit specialization.
You can move him back.
He's going to knock him... Yeah, he's going to knock him back towards the crowd.
All right, so
10 feet.
10 feet.
Swah! Just get the hell away.
Can't get away from me.
Nice.
Get out of here.
And that's it.
All right. Please make me three will saves.
God, these will saves are so stupid.
It's a pretty easy one.
It is easy.
It's just devastating if you fail.
I failed it, but with two natural ones, though.
Yeah.
Okay. 30 the first one.
The success.
25 second one.
Success.
And... 33.
Success. So you're fine. Okay. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Grimshaw is... I am going to take a step to the northeast so I can, so I'm clearing the way for wherever Kezra wants to go, or whatever he wants to do.
Okay.
So first action. Second action, I'm going to keep with this non-hostile streak. I know you hate this, Jake, but I got to play strategically because my boy's gone. You took away my boy.
I
was going to charge in there, but you're like, you changed the whole combat.
Yep.
So I am going to pray to Milani.
All right.
And I'm like, you know, Kezra's saying that Benson's gone. And he just says, like Grimshaw is getting, like, flashbacks to the last time his party was in a perilous position. And you just see, like, a battlefield that's just covered in blood. And there's just, we just get little flashes. And all you see is Grimshaw just running and running and running. And you just hear this, you hear the screams echoing in his skull as he whispers a prayer to Milani. Honey, please, give me strength. Give me strength. And I roll my religion check. Did I actually make it? Let's see.
Oh.
Plus 18, so a 33 attempt to DC 30 religion check. Yes!
You did it!
So that means I get 5 temporary hit points. A little anticlimactic, but, you know.
It was cool. I thought you were
going for information or something.
No. That's my second action, and with my third action, I am
gonna recall knowledge.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Recall knowledge. Yeah, idiots.
Knowledge, religion on the blue guys.
Yes, it would be religion on the blue guys.
Yeah, the Blue Man Group is a Las Vegas performing group.
My gosh.
What?
My streak of bad rolling just continues with a natural one.
Oh
my god.
You assume these are just some BDSM freaks.
Guys, don't we gotta worry, get out of here. It's too hot.
I try not to judge. I just think they're just into some really, really interesting stuff, guys. Nothing to worry about. Let's just have some.
They're just cool.
They're just cool.
They're just into throwing high-level paladins off of fucking bridges.
I just feel bad because I just have a feeling Benson would be really into this.
Crunch.
All right. That is, that's the end of your turn?
Yep.
Okay. Scarlet Triad thugs do nothing. And it comes to Tom Hiddleston.
I don't like that they're not doing anything. This makes me fucking upset.
I hate it.
So, here is what happens. You guys have been in the back for a while. And he goes, fine. If that is how you wish to play this game. And he raises his arms. And black tentacles come up from the floor.
Oh, shit, man.
Fuck.
Crap.
This is one of my favorite spells in the game because of how brutal it is.
I hate this
now,
spell.
Now, I think black tentacles changed. Ooh. Let me pull it up.
It's not it's not a TP instant TPK anymore?
It's not I don't know. Because I think that black tentacles got changed to something else.
Fun fact, we play a 5e game just for fun on the weekends, and my DM was just like, every time you cast that spell, you have to make a wisdom save, because he didn't like how fucking good this spell was.
It was a good story reason. Yeah, yeah. So it is now called Slither. A mass of snakes made of shadow rise up to capture creatures in the area. Each creature in the area, when you cast a spell, takes, make me reflex saves.
Right, yeah.
Yay! You want me to roll one?
No, don't worry about it, buddy. You know what? I'll exclude you this time.
Thanks, buddy.
I know it's a fail.
Ooh.
Okay.
Middling? 32.
Okay. 32. That is just a success.
Yay!
That was a title to die.
All right. Grimshaw, what'd you get?
28.
That is a fail. Kezra, what'd you get?
32.
Just a success.
That's
actually huge. Oh my god. Like, that's actually huge.
This is so close.
You still might be grappled, though. That's the thing.
Wait, yeah. Well, let's
okay,
see.
So you guys are going to take. So if you fail.
Yeah.
3d6 piercing damage.
Okay.
So let me do that.
Good thing I have those temporary hit points.
I know. 8 piercing damage.
Alright.
You also take 1d6 persistent poison damage.
Okay.
From a biting snake, and it's grabbed or restrained depending on its reflex save. Oh, so everybody takes that damage. Sorry.
Yeah.
And only you, Grimshaw, are grabbed and restrained. Because you failed.
Restrained? Oh, God.
A creature that ends its turn in the area must also attempt to save, even if it's already grabbed or restrained by the snakes, and I can dismiss the spell. So let me go down here. So it says that for failure, so success, you guys are unaffected.
Oh, good.
Failure says the creature takes full damage and is grabbed by the snakes. The snake's escape DC is equal to your spell DC. Okay, I figured that much
so
anyway.
So am I just grabbed then?
So you need to make the
you're
escape
restrained
DC.
You're restrained on a critical failure.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay. This is okay.
Yeah. That's... So when you go to make the escape. You can do whatever you want to escape. There is a way to attack the snakes that are holding you.
Okay.
So if that is an option for you, obviously, June Fiend, Champion, and Melania, they have some other stuff. But that is his turn. Is that a three action thing? Yep, still a three action thing. Okay.
I would hope that's a three action spell. Fuck's sake.
Yeah. All right. After that. Kezra, it is your turn.
Okay. I am so happy I made that save. Because I'm frightened 3, so that was like a hard one.
Wow. Yeah. So you rolled really well.
God damn,
so,
yeah.
Kezra, still invisible. These ceilings are 14 feet high, right?
Yep.
Kezra will fly it towards the dude.
Okay.
And... Once he gets to him, he turns and flies to the broken window to the right.
Oh.
All right.
That's exactly one action for his 60-foot fly speed.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. 60
okay.
feet.
Holy shit. All right.
Oh, yeah. I forget your fly speed is insane.
And since this window is broken, I don't have to spend an action to break it. So I will jump out of the window and just be like, Benson! So I jump out of the window and I can fly down 120 in an action.
Yes.
No. So I get to the bottom.
As Benson is fighting off an old lady.
Benson's probably around that side of the, because that's where the door is, right?
Yeah,
he's coming around the side of the tower, right?
It would have been one action to get up, one action to get to the front door, and then his third action to be inside.
Right.
So he's still on the first floor.
I thought he was like right outside the tower.
No, the door was on. So it was one action to stand up, another action to get to the door, and then the third action would have been him getting inside. So
well,
he's
third
still
action would be me fighting off the old lady.
Oh, that's also true.
The third action opened the door.
Well, either way, I land right behind Benson in the front door of this tower.
Yeah,
I'm invisible, but I'm yelling. And I spend my last action to draw a wand of translocate. And I'm like, Benson!
What?
And I guess I drop the wand on the ground because so it becomes visible.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This wand will take you up to the window!
Holy shit, what a move.
Wow.
Kelly, why are you such a goddamn god?
The window is right up. It's a window on that side of the building, and it is broken, and he can teleport to it.
Wait. Are you saying Benson can use the wand?
Wands do not require a check.
Oh,
scrolls do,
gosh.
Stabs do, wands are the common man's magic item.
Where did you get this wand?
We found it.
Yeah,
oh my
did
gosh.
We?
Yes.
Yeah, I do remember this wand. Yeah,
we found
it.
We
gave it to Kezra.
I think we found it in the in the Ayudara, or the thing.
The in-between dimension.
I think we found it there.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
So it was right before we got to this part of the continent.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
So
actual God mode right now.
So you can fly back up, or was your action to pull out the wand?
My action was to pull the wand, but I have a fly speed. So
hey,
I
can get my you've got the cavalry coming, boys.
No freaking way. So yeah, you guys, you don't see anything, but you, Kesra, and those last words said, I have a plan, and then you feel him just whoosh off across the room, and then from around the corner you hear Benson! As I jumped out the window, and that's all you know.
All right, and that's when you just hear
he left us. He's left us.
He'll come back.
Every man for themselves.
He'll come back.
Elk would fucking put an arrow right into a Grimshaw's temple. She's like, get every man for himself.
You kill him. Look, I killed him.
I'm letting you know.
The wizard says, good work, Elkhorn. And then the boss steps out of the shadows. Elkhorn's boss.
The plan all comes together. All right. Okay. Kelly, please enjoy your hair point.
That was a fucking move.
That was
the biggest dick play ever played.
Okay. After Kezra's turn, it comes to the... so this is going to be the one on the west side. So he's gonna stay right there. He would have felt Kezra go by. Because it's not like you were stealthing or anything like that with the wind and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He would have felt you. So I think what he's gonna do is he's going to stand in the hallway. Mm. So he's gonna kind of be a body between him and the wizard. Mm. So just the mouth of the hallway. Next is the. This is the one that you just crit, Elkwood.
Yes.
He is going to. You just hit him.
But he's Grimshaw, 10 feet back. So.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's 10 feet back. Grimshaw, are you visible yet?
No, I'm still invisible.
You're still invisible.
But just
okay.
So you know, I'm only hidden because I remain hidden unless I spend an action to sneak. So it's you know that I'm in that spot, it's just a 50% mischance.
Okay, gotcha. All right. He heard you blaspheming, so I think he's going to take a step up and then try to hit you.
It's a matter of perspective. What isn't blaspheming? Just to clarify.
He's going to. I think he has to be able to see you to do. Okay, yeah, so that one requires sight. Alright. Alright, and then he's going to strike out at you twice with his chain.
Alright, flat checks for both, please.
Right. Failed on the flat check. That's a bummer. Flat check on the second cast.
Boom.
See if he gets it. 35.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. Right. That is going to be 16 points of damage.
Okay.
Dude, we have so much fucking health this fight.
Oh, yeah, like, Benson, I think you have bleed damage, so you need to roll that and then roll your check.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
for your last turn,
we'll talk about that.
That is a one. That is 3 points of persistent bleed as well, Grimshaw.
Okay, so I got bleed and I got poison.
Yep.
Okay.
Don't you have stern skin as well?
Thank you.
That's why I was saying me and Tim both have stone skin. We've got a fuckload of health.
Appreciate it.
All right. After.
Forgive me. Jake, for missing that, should I make a roll for that bleed damage on my turn?
Go ahead and do that. It's just the 15 flat, but let me roll a d6 again. Oh, 6 bleed. So take 6 bleed for your turn.
That flat roll, so I will be taking that bleed again.
Would you take the 6 again, or do you roll d6 every time?
You roll d6 every time. It's variable damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
5. 5 bleed. Alright. Other So the middle one is going to stay right where he is.
Okay.
Sir Benson, it's your turn.
Benson will reach down and grab the wand. And Kezra's invisible, right?
I am.
But I heard your voice.
Yeah, I was like, use this wand to get back up.
Okay. Reaches like, down.
It's the only wand that I've ever used.
Picks the wand up. And he says, Adalar would be proud of you. And he jumps up using the wand as he teleports to the top.
Aww.
Amazing.
All right. So I'm gonna move Kezra out, and I'm gonna move you, Benson, in to the window. So you are just inside now.
Now this is the Officer Doak surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker.
And Benson will scream out. I guess I can't intimidate because I don't have the action, but he will scream out, "You can't kill me that easy, you bitch!" And he's going to start running down.
Alright. Okay.
The hallway.
Alright.
Well, you have to stay in the window, sorry.
Yes.
Action to pick it up, and then two actions to activate it.
Oh, two actions.
Oh, actually, two actions. Okay.
Alright, well, next turn's gonna be a fucking party.
Alright. Mm-hmm. Elkwood Grim, it is your turn.
Okay. So right now, where me and Grimshaw are, like, what is the blast radius of those serpents?
Yes. So, let me see. So it is a 20-foot burst. So he obviously would have put it in, like, the back here in order to just get you guys. Let me go ahead and draw one, though.
Yeah, I just want to see an aura.
15, 20... Because he would have, like...
He has to see the area that he's casting it, though.
Yeah,
he can't put it around corners.
That's true.
Yeah, and that would mean his blue guy would need to roll a save.
That's true, he would. Alright, let me go ahead and roll that just in case... let me see. He passes with flying colors, actually. So now you see the area of the grasping snakes.
Okay. So is it something? Okay. So as long as I am and in this aura,
yes, I can move around
inside until that point, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's why I was kind of curious about. So he is going to take a step up. He is going to charge up the Bam Bam stick.
Okay.
And he's going to swing again. I mean, oh my god, 17 on die. 36 to hit.
Yep, that's great.
Yes! And okay, you can move him up to 10 feet, so you could whack him deeper into the tentacles. I mean, the snakes.
I mean... Would that be fine pushing him back, or
yeah?
Like,
it's fine.
If you push him to the east, I would say that works because it like mm-hmm. just
okay. I'll do that then.
Yeah.
So
just go ahead and do damage, and then we'll
40 points of damage.
Whoa!
Oh,
40? Man.
Yes.
Oh, good God,
dude, oh. D10s.
It's a D10, all right, okay.
Elven Curveblade who?
Yeah, I know,
yeah,
right?
I know. At a certain point, I'm like a relationship ender with Curveblade. Bam Bam Stick is new relationship partner. So, yeah, moving him, you're a guy. 10 feet
to
the
east. All right.
And then his final action, he's going to take a step, Elvish step, to get out the aura.
Okay, then.
And I gotta make will saves.
Yes, you need to make 3 will saves.
Oh, God, these guys. Twenty-two.
Success.
Oh, my God. All right.
It's like an easy roll, but it's fucking terrible if you lose it.
34.
Success.
And 26.
That is a success.
Good. Oh, God. All right.
Yeah, it's a low one, but you'd see what happens when you fail.
Brutal.
Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Oh, gosh.
So I know, I heard Benson call out, so I know Benson's back.
Yes.
The guy in front of me, he has to be looking pretty messed up.
Yes, he's looking not good at all.
Okay.
Swing for the fences, dude.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can get him off. I can get him off guard.
Are you grabbed? I have to get out of this grab.
Oh,
first.
Yeah, you can do that
just instantly. Come on.
It's not an easy.
Yeah, black tentacles have.
Yeah.
Or serpents or whatever.
Yeah. Slither.
I like the tentacle boys.
Oh man, what am I gonna do about this?
I kind of like the fact that they reflavored it as like black inky snakes.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
It is really cool. It's even got the shadow trait to it. Mm-hmm. So if there's it's like shadow magic. Yeah, still.
Yeah.
Shut up! I like my tentacles like I like my porn.
Grimshaw is he begins to struggle against these slithering snakes.
Yep.
But then he realizes that there is something more powerful within him, and he calls out to Milani, free me! And he casts Word of Freedom, and I'm free. That's it. That is it.
Love that. Two of the snakes holding you back just disintegrate into nothingness.
Oh, dear, that, or Milani's like,
eh.
Yeah.
Nah.
You're cool.
I don't care.
I'm playing Mario 64.
Well, what I hate about this is I have two actions left. So my choices are potentially kill this dude.
Or move
and get out of...
Yeah.
And get out of the way. I feel like we have to take him out.
Yeah, this guy. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just in the concept. Like, I don't remember Pathfinder 2 regeneration well, but if he has regeneration and we put him down, doesn't he just come back up?
None of us rolled a check, so he might.
But what he's healing like after every turn, so
yeah.
It's obviously regeneration. So meta-wise, I'm like.
Might be better for me just to run out of the area and hit someone else.
Yeah, because your reflexes. Not good?
Dog water, you could say.
No. Yeah, dog water. Uh-huh.
That's a scientific term for that, yeah.
Fitting term.
It's not complete shit, but it's right above it.
Yeah. And the thing is, I'm still invisible right now. Mm-hmm. It's like, do I stay invisible one more turn?
I think me and Kezra getting back into the fight will probably... make things good for you to get back in the fight. It's just everything is so fucked right now.
Yeah.
I honestly think you just need to get out of that because if you get grabbed again, like that was a focus point that you used.
I did. Yeah, and it'd be such a waste if I got back in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Milani.
Fuck.
Yeah. She's like, leave.
What are you doing?
So far, only that one spent a seek action on me. So I'm invisible to the rest of them. So, I'm sorry. I'm deliberating so much. But I am going to move here.
Okay.
Because
this one did a seek action on you, does it know where you are?
Yes.
Okay, he's going to take an attack of opportunity on you, then?
No, he can't take an attack of opportunity because I'm hidden. You can't take an attack of opportunity on your creatures. Okay. Yes.
Well, right. Now you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know he heard you, and he was like, "Ah,
yeah." Yeah, trying to reach out, yeah.
I'm gonna get you.
Readying an action is an action, and then it uses my reaction.
Yes. Those two actions.
No. To ready, well,
actually, that's a good point.
No, readying an action is two actions. You ready?
So I can't
use two actions to ready one.
Damn! Look at me being Kelly for a moment.
I object.
Oh man. Okay, so I can't even ready an action. I'm looking at the battle chart. I think I'm gonna raise my shield because the two thugs, if they spend a seek action, they could just find me. Oh my gosh, I hate this. This is just this is so frustrating because it just you know what? Let's just attack. Let's just attack.
They're coming in here.
And the middle one died quite a couple times too.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah. So that's why I think it's a good target. It's off guard for this attack, which is great. I needed a nat 20, but I did not get a nat 20.
What did you get?
I got a 4.
Oh, okay.
That is certainly a miss.
23.
That means death and jumping.
Against the thug.
Even off guard.
Even off guard, that is a miss.
That is. I should have just raised my shield.
You have your action, dude. It's all good.
Yeah. It's not invisible.
Oh, so now you're invisible.
I take my damage and I'm gonna roll my flat check.
Okay.
Flat check for the poison fails, so I keep taking one poison. Flat check for the bleed fails, so yeah.
Yikes. Alright. Rough turn.
Just terrible, terrible dice rolls.
Come on, Grimshaw.
So. The Scarlet Triad thugs' turns.
Choking under pressure.
So the one that is the one on the east, he is going to take a 5-foot step. And then he is going to strike out at you. Let me see. Hold on. I need to see this pack attack thing.
Should have just raised your shield, dude. What were you thinking?
Shut up, Kelly.
Don't you know how to play a tank, dude?
No, I like the wording on this.
I can't fault it.
I like the wording on this with the pack attack thing. Okay, cool. No, so that's great for him. He is going to reach out and try to hit you with a... all right, no, he's just gonna do this. All right, so flail. So he's gonna do the flail here. First one, first strike, natural one.
Yay!
There you go. There you go. All
right.
Dude, just fake it till they fake it.
He kills. His
fake it till they fuck it up.
All right, this is just a melee, right?
Yep, just melee.
No, it's magical. Don't worry.
This is a good one. Ooh, you sprained something. Until healed, you're clumsy too.
Ooh.
Ah, bummer.
So that's hopefully good. For the rest of his life, he will be clumsy too.
So land, land that crit. Land them crits with that lowered AC.
Okay. Clumsy too. All right. Then he's going to do his second attack with the clumsy. With a miss.
Yay!
Unfortunately. The other Scarlet Triad thug, so this is the one that's in the middle.
Yeah.
For the most part here. He is going to do it as well. So, first flail swing. Okay. That is going to be 29.
Miss.
Yes.
You scared. The way you hesitated at first, I was like, oh, he rolled a natural 20.
I know. That's what I thought, too.
Did not. Then that is going to be... No, just misses.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. You know what? I should have did something because he missed earlier.
It was like you had a reaction?
Yeah, it's a reaction.
You could use a reaction. You would have given us it. You know what I'm saying?
No. So a creature within the thug's reach misses with a melee strike.
Yep.
He can attempt to shove.
He'd be like shove closer or further away.
No, okay. No. He would definitely try to.
Would it
to
not work because I was invisible when I made the strike? Because I made the strike and then I became.
Oh,
visible.
And then became okay. So maybe it wouldn't have. I don't want to go too far back. So let's not worry about it.
Yay.
All right. The wizard. He is going to...
Benson, I need you to make a very important will save. Oh, you're outside of the building again. Oh, no. Oh,
he is, in fact, going to take a 5-foot step up. drain something out of his spell
book. Oh, you're kidding. No, are you really?
I said leave! God. Benson, please make me another will save.
Oh my god.
I fucking hate you.
You can do this. You can do this, Benson. Steal your mind!
That was a better roll.
Let's okay. go. Come on. Is it a 32? We need a 32.
At least. That's a fucking 32.
Yes.
With a 15 on the die. Right. Get
you
fucked! Succeed. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Wow. Oh my gosh.
All right.
That was exactly what I needed to roll.
All right.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm out there.
That was so dangerous.
At that point, Kazra was just like, well, I did what I could. Like.
All right. Kazra, it is your turn.
No way.
All right. How tall was this tower again?
Up to the...
To that window.
Oh, yeah, up to that window was going to be...
Make sure you add the joists.
I know, right?
Add the joists.
Dude, I'm fucking... I'm weak.
Ugh. So is 110 feet total.
Well, two actions then.
Well, now I have to fly up half speed.
Oh, because you're going straight up.
Right, but I cast a spell, a little cantrip called Warp Step. My wings just like momentarily strengthen and elongate just a little bit. And so I could fly up 90, but I get 15 extra. So I'm at 105.
Okay.
So I'm
there
like,
we go.
I could like see almost in the window.
I mean, that's solid.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Next turn, I can take a fly foot step, and then I'll be able to see him.
Did you say a fly foot step?
No, of course not. I didn't
Dude,
say
that's
that.
So fly.
Okay. Next, it comes to the creature's turns. So the one creature, the one blue guy that is standing in the hallway there, Benson.
Yep.
He is going to step up to you. He's going to be 10 feet away, and then he's going to strike out at you twice. Let me make sure. Actually, go ahead and make me the will save first, as he's going to focus his gaze upon you.
Should I make will save?
It's like a 30.
Okay. Right. And then he will strike out with his chain.
Is that a Gucci chain?
No. If it was a Gucci chain, that would hit. but that is going to be a miss. And then it comes to the next we're coming to the one that's in the black tentacles or the slither and the snakes. This one is going to
stay there.
It's in you know, this is kind of kinky. I like it. No, he is he's gonna
like,
I
like it.
He's going to get out of the slithering snakes, and he's going to flank Grimshaw with one of these thugs. The clumsy thug, in fact. Make sure he gets his regeneration. Make sure he gets his regeneration. Okay. And then he's going to attack out at you twice, Grimshaw. With a chain, 34 to hit.
Yep.
Fuck. You're in a bad place.
That is going to be 20 points of damage.
Damn. 15 points of damage.
What type of damage is this? I'm sorry.
This is piercing.
Okay.
Just a regular old spike chain.
Gotcha.
And then you have persistent bleed on.
I do.
Okay, how much is it? And then
it's the 1d6.
Yeah. Oh, but it's a variable, so I can see how much this is again. The bleed doesn't stack, does it? You know, like
different types of damage will stack, but
yes.
You can't take two different
bleeds. Okay. Oh, poison and okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and then so you'll still take the bleed here.
Yep.
One.
So that'll be on my next turn. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
And that was two actions. So third action. I guess he... make the will save as he tries to focus his gaze upon you.
All right, going back to the old well of dice a while. Just no dice works for me. I got a 24, Grimshaw, though.
Okay, he's success.
You're good.
All right. Next is the... So the top one. So the one coming from the north... it is going to strike out at you within reach, so he does not need to worry about stepping up to you. Roll me a will save against the focus gaze.
Okay. 28.
All right, success. So you're fending off these horrible feelings of seeing the faces of your dead companions. Mm. So two strikes then at you, a miss.
Are you?
Animus.
Whew. Okay. All right.
Make sure. All right. Nothing else here that I can do. Blah, 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 blah. And he feels a little bit better too. Okay. Benson, it's your turn.
Okay. What roll do I have to make to bowl this guy over?
Athletics.
Yeah. So it'll be. Is it still called Bull Rush, or is it just called Shove?
Shove.
You could just only shove him towards the...
Oh, I mean, if you want to do, like, a knockdown...
This guy to get the fuck out of my way so I can get to him.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so that would be a shove attempt. So you'd be pushing him backwards. So you could push him backwards in order to get him... Like, you know, like to push him away from you, or you can try to knock him down, and then you would be able to do that.
Okay, so athletics. Tim, what's 16 plus 18?
34.
That is a success against his fortitude. You're shoving?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so that is a success. So you shove him, what, 5 feet?
Yep. I'll shove him straight to the fucking ground. I don't care.
See, here's the thing. I think John wants to get around the guy.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't know if he can do that with Raw.
Oh, come on.
I don't know either. Well, that's why I was saying, like, if you want to do, like, a knockdown, because a knockdown would put him on the
ground. And he doesn't have a trip. He doesn't have a trip weapon. He has a shield and a sword.
Oh, I got
you.
Okay.
And even if you did trip him, could you just walk over him? I don't know if you can, rules as written.
I feel like if you're a fucking straight-ass paladin, you shove the shield in somebody's face, you should be able to knock them down.
I agree with you. I agree with the spirit of what you're trying to do. I just don't know if there's a raw way of doing
that. That's why I was saying that, like, knockdown, because, like, if you...
Knockdown is a feat in Pathfinder 2E.
Do what?
Knockdown is a feat, and it's a feat.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. And it's like you make an attack, and you get to trip for free or something.
Okay, so I can't get by this guy.
No.
There's reposition.
Oh, right. Duh. I forgot about that. Okay.
Or
so yeah,
mount the window.
Yeah. Just reposition them.
Reposition. Mount the fucking window.
All right. So you'll have to take a 5 foot step up because he's 10 feet away from you.
If you crit success his reposition,
what's the
you
role?
Could. It's athletics.
This is only going to be successful if he can crit success, unless he opens the door.
Okay, so should I just fucking swing at him?
If you step, open door, and then reposition, you can get him with a success. You technically rolled your 34 already, right?
Yeah.
You could put him in the door behind you.
So why couldn't he move him right behind him?
Oh, maybe he can.
That's
what I was thinking. It just too. Says, like, you suplex.
Okay, yeah, it just says you
can.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
So I'm able to do that.
Okay, so with your roll, you were able to do that. So he would be here on the edge of the window, and then you are right next to the wizard.
And I just scream, Kesra, that one's yours! And I just run at the fucking wizard. And,
all right.
So... I don't. Do I have a action left?
You do not have any actions because it was a step up, reposition, and then another action to move toward.
Yep. All right. I'll take that.
Okay. Elkwood, it's your turn.
Okay. So Elkwood, that guy conveniently moved next to him, so he doesn't have to really do anything here.
But, yep.
this time, because he sees that these things are healing, what he's going to do is quick draw instead. He's going to take out his curve blade because of the bleed property on that.
Mm. Okay.
And I don't know how effective it'll be, but he just maybe you just want to cut them. Maybe these people want to be cut. I don't know. judging them. Oh my god, 36. Jesus Christ. 16 on die.
Yeah, that's another crit.
Real quick, keep myself honest, Jake. Roll for bleed on Benson. I did not make a successful thing.
Slow D6 bleed 5.
Yep, okay.
So, ouch.
Fuck.
Alright, and then roll your flat.
7. So, no.
Nope, okay. Alright, so crit Elkwood.
Don't believe it's 40 points of damage.
What the fuck?
A 5, a 6, and a 3 on the D8s, and then with a precision, and it just double that. It just gives ridiculous.
Actual monster. Actual fucking monster.
All right. So you cave this guy's skull in, and he collapses to the ground.
I cut him.
His body does not disappear.
Yeah, I cut him, though, so it's...
He's technically
bleeding, I think, at this point.
Technically bleeding, yes. So he's bleeding some black ichor out of his throat, but his body does not disappear.
That's just gross. Okay, first action is that hunt prey on this dude here.
Okay, on the clumsy sub.
Yeah, and third action, he's all quick draw the clips and throw it at him.
Okay.
So with a map, but he is clumsy at 22. Okay.
All right, that's not the one. Okay. Let's go back. Forget about this. Benson, at the end of your turn, you need to make 3 will saves.
Oh, okay. And will saves.
Right. Yeah, and then only 2 for you, Elkwood.
Aha.
First one's good. Second one's good. 23's okay. Good, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, we're good. Yeah. And all third right. One, 19 on the
die. Okay. Elkwood, what'd you get for your 2?
Well, the 1's not good. That was a natural 1.
Oh, alright, so you're frightened 3.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think at that point the vision of his father comes back in, like, greater force. And just kind of he's like, do you want dead? You no. And I don't think it matters to roll the other one, so...
Yeah, so the one that you see the vision of your father is the one that you just killed.
Yeah,
And so as you slice the throat and you look down at it, you can just see like his face just like Girdle. Contorting from smiling to sadness to anger.
Yeah, and he's you all dead. Get out of my head.
All right. Next is Grimshaw. Your turn.
Okay, so the one behind us is dead.
Quotes.
But I failed my knowledge check on it, so I can't roll again, which sucks. So instead, I think I'm just going to strike out at the one in front. I don't know what else to do at this point. I'm kind of doing all my little fun, fancy bonus stuff.
He's clumsy. So.
Oh, clumsy, and I actually rolled kind of well.
Oh, yeah?
So a 35.
Let's go.
That is a crit, actually. Yes.
Let's fucking go.
Man.
Let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Shut up, Jake. We're going long. I want to finish this combat.
It's a
3-hour combat.
This is definitely not going to be another 2 episodes.
30 points of damage.
Okay. That was good.
He's still alive.
I just know he's going to end it on the wizard's turn, and I really want to take my turn.
And
you unfortunately go directly behind the wizard. So.
And with my,
I'm literally going to be going last for the next 2 episodes. I'm going to be going first for the next 2 episodes because he's going to get to his turn after 2 rounds, and we're going to end.
Even when Kesra rolls go to initiative, he still
goes. All right.
By the way, please blast a fucking lightning bolt down this hallway. Please. Please.
Okay, so I got a 35 now as a crit.
Mm-hmm. Good, solid in on this guy.
Yeah.
He's looking a little silly now. Yeah. He's got little birds floating around.
It's like, do I take for sure damage or do I gamble? I'm gonna do the gamble because I think this is just straight 50-50 whether or not I hit him now with the map.
Yeah, he's okay. Clumsy.
Freaking way. Let's 18 go. On the die Let's go. For a 33.
Let's fucking go.
33, nice. That is, that's a hit.
Oh, yes. That's a hit, my friend. Oh, my gosh. No way.
Beat this bitch down.
15 points of damage.
All right. 15. Okay. They're made of HP, you know? Yeah, they are.
They're bulky boys.
And I'm going to spend my last action to be smart and raise my shield.
Okay.
What? You don't have a feat that does that automatically?
The clumsy thug is going to strike out at you, Grimshaw.
Uh-huh.
Or he could have been like, the clumsy thug trips because he falls into the tentacles.
Into the slithering. So, first attack on you, Grimshaw. Is going to be 29.
Miss.
Which is a miss. Second attack. Miss.
Nice.
Third attack. Total miss.
Fuck yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. Alright. Good shit.
Good.
Other Scarlet Triad Thug is going to use his manacles and try to efficient capture on you.
Mm-hmm. I was waiting for that.
I mean,
that.
It's Grimshaw. Like, this time. Is like the best person to do this on.
It's going to be a 31.
Against AC.
Yes.
If I hadn't raised my shield.
Let's fucking go.
So it is looking like he is about to get it on him, but he just can't get around that shield.
He's like, I just can't. There it is. I can't put the manacles around the shield. I don't know what to do.
The Milani inspired you in that moment to raise your shield because she knew what was coming.
There we go, Grimshaw. That was your redemption turn.
That's right.
That's
how you rally. That's
right. You know what I did? I switched dice to my mountain dice.
There we go.
I'm telling you, these mountain dice, they've just been rolling. They always roll rocks. I actually think they are weighted.
Dude, he's surrounded right now. he just keeps bobbing and weaving and batting weapons away. Right. And he's just fucking doing the thing.
It comes to the wizard's turn.
Jake, we are finishing this battle.
Maybe not the way you want. As the wizard pulls a spell out and goes, whoop. And Benson, everything sort of gets quiet as it seems like there's a barrier in between you and him.
Oh crap.
I'll see you guys next time.
Oh
fuck you! Oh.
He can't contend with me. I will break him.
Oh come. I am so mad. I'm so mad right now. I love you, Jake. Go fuck yourself.
I love it.
Go fuck yourself.